Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, in Iowa, something is...
Boo!
Okay.
Yeah, you watch out, yeah.
In the city with an eye.
That's true. Because of you, I shouldn't be making him mad right now.
Yeah, don't do
we
it.
We now have a zero tolerance policy towards TPing houses. Zero tolerance.
Oh, okay. God, you know, I was thinking teabagging. Toilet paper. Okay,
yeah, of course. Well, when I looked at it real quick, I thought tipping. What's yeah. house tipping?
Did you guys teabag my house? I was like, yeah. You know what a pot
sounds like? Something God's River would do. You know, Mothra.
Popular thing going around when people play COD and Fortnite, when they kill somebody, they'll teabag them. And I watched this hot chick on TikTok play COD, and I said, don't forget to teabag your kills. And she said, oh, yeah, let me do it right now. And I'm like, everybody's doing it. I'm like, this is cool.
It's awesome.
What's it like? Does it start vibrating?
Like, no, it just looks funny like you're dancing above their face, but you got to teabag the kill, man.
God.
Okay. Okay. So in the town of Jessup, Iowa.
That's fucking butter.
They announced that this has been banned. No more TPing.
What town did you say it was?
Jessup.
Okay. I know it was in Stanton, Iowa.
Yeah.
Jessup.
And they've defined it as, quote, using toilet paper to decorate homes, trees, or other structures.
Could you do it to your own trees in celebration of Halloween?
There is a zero tolerance.
Mm. What about a fork in the yard?
And perpetrators will be arrested
not gonna
and
fork
charged
her,
with things like trespassing, criminal mischief, illegal dumping, and disorderly conduct. So
illegal
don't TP
dumping.
Anyway. So oh. That is...
I have a no dumping sign in my guest bathroom at home.
Have you ever TP'd
no joke.
Somebody's house?
Yes.
Yeah, way and back it, in the egged it, too.
Usually it's over.
Also forked a yard one time, but realized we only had a box of 100, and that doesn't look like dick in the yard.
I had a neighbor self. That she started it, and then I went and did her house one day. It was great.
I got to say this slowly. When you look up Jessup, Iowa, it's in Black Hawk County.
Oh, my God.
How cool is that? Plus, how many people have said it too fast?
Do they have a Cox in Blackhawk?
I don't know. I'd have to let's see if I can find that out. I may have to ask the boss about that one. I don't
That's
think
nice.
This is too far. From
yeah.
That.
Population is not growing. Actually, Blackhawk down. Get it?
So
yeah.
What I did to this person is I TP'd her house, and it's kind of hard to throw the toilet paper up into the trees and have it roll down.
Japanese wrestling fans do it with... what do they call
Because you want
it?
Those long
streamers.
Streams. You want the long
yeah.
ones that hang
yeah.
from the tree. And
all right,
so
now.
I had people help me do it. And then I put syrup on our porch.
Jesus.
What does air quote syrup mean? You air quoted. What does that mean?
That
like sticky syrup, syrup.
Oh, not scissor.
So there's like a when she came home, it was like a thing of flies. She's a friend of mine, so she caught me really good, and then I got her back.
So nobody comes out like to see all this while it's going on. Like, no, you got away with all this.
It's really late at night when you do it. You don't do it when you know that. And she got in trouble, and I had to apologize to her mom. But we were crying.
Paige started the Great Chicago Fire because she took a dump on her neighbor's front porch and then lit it on fire. She didn't even put a bag on it. Nothing.
Yeah. I thought you were supposed to light the dump.
It wasn't a cow knocking over a lantern. It was Paige messing with her friends.
Yeah, but then when she got my house, she wrote something on the back of my mom's car.
Write it down. You can't say it.
Is it the same thing that was on the mirror in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I wish it was. Google that. I would have wrote down earlier.
Unless you're a kid, don't.
Oh, let me see. He can't read. Good Lord. Show his face.
I thought terrible. You misspelled the word suit.
On my mom's car, and I'm like, I'm going to go see.
What do they write on there?
So bad.
Paige does a lowercase L, just so you know. Oh, I thought she misspelled suit. I thought it said suit.
Suit. You suit. So mad. You dumb suit.
You slit.
And my mom was like, I have a business meeting, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay, I'll wipe it off. It's no big deal.
What was it written in?
Like
feces?
No, I think it was like shaving cream.
Good Lord.
What if like your other partner in this like really could like not spell and this somebody's looking at the car like, what is a can't?
Yeah, no kidding.
What is a dumb can't?
Oh, man. Why'd you call that guy a flag? That's weird. Who are the chefs? You imagine, like, that's the thing. Like, people go out and tag and stuff. Like, yep. They have just artistic as hell and just beautiful writing or whatever. I mean, it's, like, very, very artistic. What? But what if somebody was like this and... You know, they're uneducated. They don't know how to spell, or maybe dyslexic. And you go look on the side of your car, and there it says it. They're calling you a croc slacker. Like, what is that?
Dude, I saw it. They don't use commas. That gang near me that tattooed the bingo hall, the F Daddies.
Tagged it. They didn't tattoo it.
Well, they tagged. What did I say?
Tagged?
I
or tattooed?
Tagged. Nah. I think it's a tag. Either way. They spray painted on there the F Daddies. Like, that's the name of their group.
F Daddies.
F word and daddies.
So I can see if you're
good. Who's their potentate? Bill Belichick?
If it's permanent stuff that you can't, like, tear down.
Do you see her on the sidelines talking to him and everybody's captioning it like, Daddy, can I have some money for concessions?
She's got carte blanche.
God.
Oh.
She was wearing them pearl white cowboy boots, too.
They got smoked this past weekend, too.
Yeah. Who didn't?
They're going to get smoked in a couple weeks, maybe, hopefully.
Maybe. Who are they playing in a couple weeks?
Clemson.
Oh, yeah,
they'll get it.
Golly, boom, boy.
Let's go, Tigers. A little diversity. Adversity.
Matthew McConaughey. He has a tip to stay married.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, he's been married for a long time.
This is probably an easy sell for his wife, right? A hot dude with a lot of money.
Like, she's hot as crap, too,
yeah,
though.
She's really pretty.
They're pretty dead equal on that.
Yeah.
I mean...
Find a way to stick around.
He's as hot as she is what I'm saying.
No, he is handsome too, and so she's beautiful. So he says, listen up, fat boy, ditch the king size bed.
Well, he'd fall off.
Get a smaller bed. Like
Camilla Alves.
Offer a queen instead so you're closer to your spouse. That's sweet in theory.
I snore too much. I might have to sleep in a different room. That's
what I was going to say. I had a snore. And I would just roll away and kind of like put the pillow over my head a little bit so I can hear him go.
God.
It was so loud at times. And then if I go away from him, he'd pull me back and then I'd get the right in my ear and then a leg or.
I wonder if Texas uses McConaughey when they go after these recruits. Like when they're going after Archer.
Longhorns?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's always on the sidelines. You know, he teaches, I guess, at the school, like a class or whatever. But Taker's always on the side. Like, these guys are always on the sidelines. They got to use them to their advantage, right? They were already parking, like, Lamborghinis and stuff at the recruiting business.
Yeah. God. Okay, so, hold on. She's from Brazil. Let's see. Hold on. I want to tell you something else real quick.
I think they have a kid together.
They have a few kids, I think.
And one of them's starting to act. Or they did a movie together.
Okay, how old do you think he is? Not his birthday.
58, somewhere in there.
That sounds good. Like 57.
55. Yeah. 55. She's 42.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
All right.
And he's.
I like those younger women.
When he turns 60, will he look for one that's younger?
Why would he get divorced?
Will you look up how old Rooster is?
He keeps getting old and they stay young.
His brother is very interesting.
My Matthew McConaughey sounds like Bill Clinton.
But Rooster probably has more money than Matthew. By far. And Matthew got a lot of money.
Matthew's also, this one and that one, more believing in God-ish stuff.
Rooster's wake up, drink a Miller Lite for breakfast and make a lot of
money.
Well,
I ain't saying that you can't drink, but yeah, it seems like Matthew's a little more grounded when it comes to that. He just seems like, I mean, he could have skeletons in his closet too, but I almost think of him in that Dolly Parton kind of way of like, yeah. God, you seem like such a good person. Like, I can't imagine there's any skeletons in a closet. Yeah, Israel doesn't have anything on you, pal.
Real laid back dude.
You know, and get this, a man who really loves his wife.
Imagine.
I mean, I can do without
imagine.
That. But like,
oh, shut up.
Cool.
You love yours.
Yeah, but when you like, again, this is the press and Google or whatever picking out the best pictures, but like when they show them out, not realizing the camera's there, perhaps, like they're smiling, like they're having a good time. But again, like you said, filthy rich and hot as hell. Like,
and a beautiful family. He wouldn't walk away from that.
Yeah, I wish I was rich.
I tell like one kid to change his hairstyle. What's with that look?
That?
Yeah. I know animals that wouldn't come out of the barn with hair like that.
It's kind of cute.
You're like, oh, you ever seen a chicken with a cow lick?
Shut up.
I
had to explain that to several people. People are like, what's a cow lick? I'm
what?
Like, transplant.
God. It's hey, like, I see a chicken, man. It's a cow lick. What's up with
it's
that?
It's like earlier when we were talking about the which con were we talking about earlier? Not convention, but last name. Not Shaka.
Yeah, it was, we were talking Rathacon. Because you said Ricardo Montalban. I said, oh, that was Khan.
That was Wrath of Khan. But then we were talking about from TKO.
Oh, Tony Khan. Nick Khan.
And then, so a friend of mine said something. I said, ha ha, people don't realize that confounded is Southern way to say GD. And
what?
That person didn't get it. You never hear your grandma say confounded.
No.
Oh,
she
wow.
usually would just say it.
No, you, Paige? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Oh, she would just say it?
Yeah,
well,
not
well, I
often.
Grew up in a Christian home where we changed the words. Like, dad blame it,
not
dad gum it.
But she got mad enough.
You replace the D with a G and the G with a D, and it's dad gum it.
Like, if she accidentally asked her cigarette in the cube steak, she'd probably say it then.
Oh, my God.
That didn't happen.
Dad gum it, dad blame it, dad
sure.
burn it.
Yes, just say it.
Confound it.
She'd say it all.
You thinking it, you might as well just say it. Confound it. We're late. All right, we'll be back right after this. Good morning, everybody.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Who it is, Flubu?
Devin.
From downstairs?
No, not our Devin. This Devin's about to get married, though.
Devin's about to get married.
Yeah, boys.
Oh, wow, Devin.
Devin, good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Not too bad.
About to get married. Are we congratulations? Or are we,
condolences?
No, I feel pretty excited about it. I'd say it's a congratulations.
Well, congratulations. Are you sending us an invite? Is there an open bar?
We get a lot of them.
Do you have one of them 360 spinning cameras where I can dance and be caught in 360?
I mean, hey, that sounds like a great wedding gift. So yeah. Sure, why not?
Yeah. All right. So
you gotta have one for real.
So what's going on with you? You need advice?
Yeah, so, I'm getting married pretty soon, and me and my fiance were tossed around this idea that I thought I'd share with y'all and, you know, just see what people think and get a second opinion.
Ooh. Okay, I would go ahead and say, if you're calling from Simpsonville, don't swing at the reception. Is that what it was?
No. I'm good. No, I was talking about something else.
Okay.
That's a good tip.
Well, yeah. Now, yeah, because I mean, it would be awkward, but it may be fun at the same time. You know, it depends on who all you invited.
Make sure they're not a relative.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that amazing visual.
Yeah, sure.
Just my Aunt Diane butt naked with some dude who probably crashed.
Oh, no. I had an Aunt Diane. Well, you had an aunt. I had an aunt. Aunt Diane. That's crazy. Yeah, your Aunt Diane was a wild
naked
one.
Diane,
was she?
So no, okay. But for real though,
what are you thinking about? What's going on?
So, what we're considering doing is we're considering really putting an ATM at the wedding. You know, maybe even a couple of them, right?
Wow.
Like we were thinking, you know. Cash is king, right? It still is. And we'd rather people give money instead of a gift they would have brought anyway or maybe forgot to get.
So, stupid question. We're talking about an ATM machine itself just sitting there like in the middle of the
Not like
floor
a square thing or whatever?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like a real machine?
Yeah, exactly. Look, so that's why we aren't registered anywhere for gifts, right? We put the Venmo out so people can give, but... You know, we'd much rather have the cash.
Yeah, I would too.
That's definitely different. Not the usual, you know, wedding setup. How much are you hoping people pull out of this ATM? Like, what's the number in your mind? I mean, I don't know how many people you invited here, but, you know, I get what you're saying because people normally don't carry cash. And, you know, I have to say when I see on... a particular day, a lineup at the ATM machine, I'm thinking either child support or drugs. That's it. Why else are you getting cash out? It doesn't make sense. Or maybe they're going to Devon's wedding, or Devin, pardon.
Yep. That's where they're headed.
Devin, get the ATM machines! Yeah, remember the old things? Was it a particular nationality or whatever? They'd put the trees out in the thing, and you'd pin money to it, the money trees.
Oh, yeah. The Italians are bigger than the envelopes.
I think it might have been. And then there was the one, remember the one I went to that time? They started busting plates, and I thought somebody was about to throw down, and that's how they show excitement, is busting plates. It was a Greek friend. We're cool. Still friends, in fact, unless he don't like me saying that.
I thought Devin was going to call to ask you to officiate it.
No, I don't do that no more. I'm not doing that anymore. So, like, what are y'all looking to, like, take this money and go on a vacation or, like, put down on a house? I mean, I don't know what money is to some people, you know, like big money, small money, you know?
Yep.
I mean, Hawaii. We were thinking of Hawaii. I mean, I don't know if anybody here has priced Hawaii lately, but it's not necessarily cheap. So, you know, I can't pay for, I don't know, luau's and boat rides with a, you know, toaster oven
right.
and stuff like that if somebody would want to get me.
Yeah.
Plus, we'll have a cash bar, too. So I figure, you know, with the ATMs, we make it convenient for people to access money while we're there. You know, like, why not?
I mean, it makes sense. You don't want to sit there with two or three toasters and blenders, like a lot of the same thing. I'd rather have the money, too.
I mean, don't ever give anybody a toaster for any yes. gift. I mean, dude, when I was a kid, you got a toaster for setting up a new bank account. Like, the banks would give toasters away. What a wedding gift.
People know it's a cheap gift.
Yeah, no, don't do that at all. I think cash is always king with that. And putting the ATM machine there, it's kind of... you know what would be actually cute? And I can't believe I just used that word. If it comes out with a receipt and it has a little thank you message from y'all on the receipt, and then it's like a sauvignon.
That's nice.
You wouldn't have to write them later.
Yeah.
They're already made.
You could already thank them with the digital thing.
I mean, you can rent. I'm looking to see that the cost to rent an ATM.
You can rent an ATM machine.
Yeah, you can. $50 to $120.
Damn, that's not. That's God. Let's get into that business.
That's like the permanent location, though. Oh,
so. Gotta be losing.
It, it's pretty expensive to put it in there. But why don't you just have them put something on the invitation where they can Venmo you?
Well,
do it in the wedding.
But like. You know, we had that that story several months ago where the people were actually charging, they were selling tickets to their wedding. And they're like, in lieu of gifts, you can buy a ticket to our wedding, and then you don't have to buy a gift. There's everything's inclusive and everything. And I'm like,
this is a better idea.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you go to Dollywood and you see they have the $20 cups, and you're like, $20? But you can refill it all you'd like all day long. And it's like, suddenly, that was a damn good deal.
You can have them throw money at you while you're doing your dance.
Now you made it trashy. They're going to do the garter belt next. Hey, what if somebody actually brings a gift? Are you not going to take it?
I mean, we'll take it, but I don't think we'll throw it back at them or anything. But to be honest, it's probably going to a gift like a toaster or a blender or something. It'd probably go in the closet or regifted down the line. I mean, I'm not. Look, I won't sugarcoat it. I mean, I just feel like money is better and easier. Right.
So,
and I feel like we'd rather just be straight up about that.
So you're not calling in for advice. This just came off and you were just calling to like share this with us. Maybe we were talking about the marriage thing earlier or whatever. So you're not looking for advice at all. It's just you're just saying, hey, got an ATM machine. What's up?
I mean, cool, actually.
I mean, my mind's pretty made up about it on my side.
Was it your idea or her idea? What?
Oh, she doesn't know I'm doing this yet.
Oh, wow.
When does a man ever make any decisions about the wedding without the wife?
That's a great point. Like, she's all, you know, that's the woman thing.
Gaw.
This is her dad.
So she
may not like that idea.
So y'all are not registered anywhere, you said. So she's got a, what's her assumption about that? Is this both your first wedding, first time you both getting married, or is this one of those? Because you know if it's your second or third, the gifts aren't as good. They're just not. Uh-huh. They, especially if it's the same family members, are like, oh, here we go again.
They're tired of going to the wedding.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be real fancy. You can get registered anywhere, you know.
What about?
He don't need nothing, though. He wants money.
So if I go to your wedding, Devin, and I'm pulling out money to give to you, like I probably got to pay a fee. Are you getting the fee, too? How does that work?
I mean, if the ATM company wants to split fees with me, I'm not going to say no to that. But no, I mean, we're not trying to rob people. I just figured we just make it easy for people to spend.
Are you a money launderer?
Good question.
Oh, man.
But he mentioned Hawaii, too, so this might be
about. So this is, you know, really, I mean.
Stacking some cash.
Is this toward the honeymoon? Is it to pay for the wedding itself? Or is it just like. Hey, it's tradition. They give us stuff when we get married, and we don't need anything. Because you think about it, like, people are getting married a little older now. Their lives are already set up. They've got all their, you know, essentials and all that kind of crap.
Yep.
So is this just money to play with?
I mean, I'd say it's all the above. I mean, weddings aren't cheap, right? And honeymoons cost a fortune. And I want it to be a great honeymoon, right? I mean, it'll be both of our first times getting married, right? Okay. And, you know, if I've got some leftover, I just feel like that's smart. You know, I'd rather have some extra bankroll than a crock pot. Right, that I'm not going to use.
Plus, if we're talking about more than 100 people, I mean, you're really going to rake it in. I'm assuming they're going to be at least 50 or 60 bucks.
But what would you, okay? So let's say, Fat Boy, you know Devin here. You've known him for, I don't know, 5 years. Constitutes a healthy friendship of sorts. Yeah. What's Fat Boy give to a wedding?
This is the first wedding too.
This is both their first, and you like her too.
Yeah. You like them both, first wedding. You probably got to go 100, yeah, at least.
So if every, and you said, how many guests do you have?
I'd say we got like 120 on the guest list.
That's respectable. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
God, dude, I can't math because I have a GED, but you could be raking in a lot of money.
If they gave you each $20.
12 grand.
20 bucks. You give them 20 bucks.
Well, I don't think, you know, you don't know how much people are going to donate when they don't see.
Yeah, but
anything.
you would do 20.
No, I'm just saying in general that you probably would get that.
You got a pony up.
I would get one of those ATM machines that only shoots out $100 bills.
Oh yeah, no fines.
And there's no chance in that.
I mean, are you going to just, do you expect them to hand it over to you, or are you going to put it in one of those lock boxes?
See, that's another thing.
Because I wouldn't take it from them because I would feel kind of, you know.
Yeah, but if you're going to give me a $50 card and you're going to put a $50 gift card or a $50 bill and you're going to spend an additional $6 on a card to put it in, give me $56.
Uh-huh. You don't want the card.
I don't want the card.
Just put
buy
the
an
stacks.
Envelope. Give me $55.95. Like, your Hallmark is just the biggest shysters in the world. Schleindlers, whatever it is.
Shiesty. Stacks of cash on a table.
Yeah,
at the
line
end of the
them
night,
up.
They count it.
Make a rap video at the end of that son of a bitch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to apologize for all the things that we've said throughout the show today.
So sorry.
I'm not going to do that. We're going to say celebrities born today on the 22nd of September. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. We'll start with this gentleman right here who was a No Limit soldier. Now every Halloween, since he's on the registry, he has to stay home indoors. But cops go by and take pictures with him.
Is it Silk?
No.
The Shaka?
No.
Give me the initials.
M.
Mystical.
It is Mystical's birthday.
Sounds like a Pokemon character.
I'll take a Snorlax and a Mystical.
See, this whoever this
we
is,
take those.
Snorlax.
Is the guy that I was talking about earlier, where he takes, like, he samples music and then hires somebody to sing on it. And Mark Ronson, there we go.
Yeah, that's him.
Mark Ronson.
He did stuff with Bruno Mars, Mystical.
And he always uses somebody to be the singer, and then he uses a sample. So he's not really, he's just re-engineering songs.
Which, like, Avicii did. He didn't really sing on his stuff. That one song, I think, had Aloe Black on it.
Is he the one that died?
Yeah.
Avicii?
Yeah, he took his own life, unfortunately.
Mother for ya.
Just so you. Good in this mother.
I'll say Mystical is...
You gonna write this mother?
God, are we starting with a higher number?
Yeah, kind of okay. Surprising, because...
I'm going to say 52.
51.
Mystical's 55 years old. I skipped Draco Malfoy because I know you guys aren't Harry Potter fans. And
I know who that is, though.
I don't want to put all you other Slytherins over. So,
are you talking about Draco now?
He's 38 years old.
Really?
That's hard to believe. We saw Malfoy when Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
It is.
Can you imagine being one of those, like, hardcore Americans that, like, despises British people, Europeans and stuff, but, like, you love Harry Potter?
Oh, yeah, they
That'd
do,
That'd be
too.
So tough.
I hate y'all's language, but, man, I love Harry Potter.
I love it. You know, I'm a Christian. I don't believe in sorcery, but I got a wand.
Man.
Yeah, I do. It's made of Hollywood.
I love the books. Did you know he's a parcel mouth? He can talk to snakes.
He's talking in tongues, Matthew.
Well, he lived up under the stairs, and he ain't no muggle.
Al Molinaro.
Nope.
No. Donnie Most.
I don't think he's the most famous for this show.
Scott Baio.
Yeah, it is Scott Baio's birthday. Wow.
Chachi.
Little bit part.
Yes.
I didn't have the Charles in Charge theme song.
Missy Elliott would shave him before dates.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened with Scott Baio where he was like...
That's Cho-Cha, pardon
me. Yeah, you got it all.
He was going to expose some people, he said. Because some people had been lying on him. He's like, why are you lying on me for?
It was during that same... It's... Fatboy and I were talking first thing this morning, like... I mean, you've kind of known it your whole life, but now you really wise up to... Life is really having blackmail on people.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Apparently, that's more than money.
Yeah, you want the leverage. That's what you want.
Leverage, and you want to hold
terrible.
It. But if you had so many secrets about someone that you had and you were not divulging, while you would go up the ladder of success, you also got to think there's always a target on your back or you might kill yourself in prison.
That's sad.
How old is this son of a gun, Scott Baio?
It might surprise you.
58.
I'm going to go 60.
Scott Baio is 65
cool.
years.
Wow.
It doesn't even look like. How old was he when he was Chachi? 20?
Joni's dead. I knew she's dead.
Yeah. Oh, Aaron Moran
passed
away.
All the good ones named Joni. Joni are gone. Joni. That was their son in season 4. They had a son named Joni.
We don't know what to name him, man. What do we name him?
He's the lead singer of the Deftones, right?
His Joan Jett's birthday.
Ow!
Crimson and Clover.
You know, her dad, Benny, was in a band.
I think her brother, Paul, had a stroke, but don't quote me on that.
Paul Jett?
Yeah, I believe so.
I was doing a Benny and the Jets thing.
Oh, I know.
Wasn't there a Puerto Rican singing group called the Jets back in the 90s? Are they Puerto Rican? Puerto Rican.
You thinking of the Sharks?
Nope. There is a grandpa shark now, though. I don't know if you've seen that or not. Baby shark's got a grandpa shark.
You're not allowed to watch it unless you have grandkids or kids.
Why? Oh,
my grandkids are grown, thank you.
Pardon? Not Puerto Rican. They're Tongan Americans.
Nice.
Tongan.
So they could be part of the bloodline. Jet.
So
the Jets.
Are we going in order?
Always. Unless it's the weekend.
Okay, 67.
71.
She nailed it, Joan Jett, 67 years old.
I'm rejoining with some Jets tomorrow.
I wish you would.
Just to remind you who they are and remind myself as well. I got a crush on you. You remember that song?
Yeah.
Never forget.
I don't know
where I'm going. David Coverdale's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Deep Purple and White Snake.
Yes.
Yeah, did you say White Snake, Fatty? Why don't you come in here for a second?
Yeah. White Snake. Snake. Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I'll let you listen to the new White Snake.
I never do live comedy. I'd always edit it because I would screw up my jokes. Like I was going to do White Snake, meet Black Mamba. Black Mamba, White Snake. I'd end up saying
I'm gonna ask y'all
Black there, Snake and White Bamba. La Bamba.
La Bamba.
Motor City Machine Guns.
You almost did it just now.
I know.
Meat.
I know. It's tough, isn't it? This talking thing ain't easy.
It ain't.
That and pimping. All right. David Coverdale. Everybody knows it. Any kind of fan knows he's 73 today.
Is he related to Tom?
I say he's 67, just like Joan Jett.
Oh, Matt Man's closer. He's 74 years old today.
Oh.
We'll try to sneak this one in the way because we have one happy heavenly.
Pretty come on, fill the noise. Quite right. No, it's Mickey.
Mickey.
Oh, give me the initials. Tony Basil.
Tony Basil. I've not seen Tony Basil in a period of years.
Oh, that's great. I'm going to look at her up. She's Tony with an I. Tony.
Tony.
Oh.
How old is she?
Oh, wait, yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Oh.
I don't mean that. You know what I mean? Just like in general. Not specifically.
I was about to strike you with lightning.
How old is Tony Basil? She don't care. 82 years old.
All right.
80?
No, 82.
He just told you and you still got it wrong.
What did she say?
God, dog.
No, I was...
I was busy.
No, we might have missed a birthday.
I'm going to email this woman back.
Okay, who?
I totally agree with you.
I saw somebody sent me something that is Jesse James Dupree's birthday today.
No, it's not.
Is it today?
Oh, shut up.
That's I was. I'm sorry I missed that. But it may be wrong.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
That I'm sorry. Well, so I missed the other one because I didn't want to miss his birthday.
Dude, you know what's crazy?
It is, son of a...
Is last night at 9:30, I was looking... I don't know about you. I don't bring my day planner out on the weekends. I get it out on Sunday nights. And I was looking, and what did it say yesterday? Ricky Morton's birthday. And I was like...
Oh, Ricky.
Oh, my God. So I sent him a text.
Happy birthday,
I said,
Jesse.
I'm sorry that it's late.
Yeah.
But... So I
didn't want to miss it. That's what I was just like, are you kidding? And I tried to verify it, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, it just popped up in my phone, too. Damn it! Why didn't we call him? You know why? Because we're stupid. And we suck.
Yeah.
Stupid, dumb ass.
You're supposed to do birthdays.
God. You want to guess how old he is? I got his age.
I would say 64.
He's 63.
He is 63 years old.
Damn.
Happy heavenly birthday, Tommy Lasorda would have been 98 years old.
Hey, I met him at Limestone College. The former.
His wife was from here, right?
Yes. She worked. Her parents owned an ice cream parlor in Greenville.
Well, sort of.
Happy birday, nope. Jesse.
I was the first to tell
him. Hey, brother. That. I was just telling everybody it was your birthday on the radio.
Bill Meyer.
And said I wanted to plan a surprise party for you. And Paige and Fatboy said no. But I'm doing it anyway. Happy birthday, brother. Love you very much.
We love
Not
you,
in a gay way. I had to put that on there. It's his wife who was reading or something.
I can't believe y'all didn't forget, and I love it.
I know.
That's so wild. My phone has now figured out the Fat Boy's two words. Like, I love
Thank
that.
You, capital F, capital B. My phone's got to do a better job of telling me whose birthday it is
away.
That phone will show you them heartbreaking memories over and over again, but they won't tell you it's somebody's birthday.
You know who he shares a birthday with? I had to skip Andrea Bocelli. He's 67 today.
Well, he can't blow out the candles anymore.
Bye, they should tour together. Jacqueline Bocelli.
Could you imagine?
Bo Jackal.
They'll work it out. There's a Bo Nickel.
When will it rain? In Italian, how would you say that? When will it rain? Rally, 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 hooga chaka.
Poopow, poopow,
poopow.
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 It is the devil's devil. Oh, tell you, Jackal. Sign me up.
We're having a family reunion, homecoming.
I bet we told him happy birthday before Michael Ballard did, so.
Probably,
yeah,
so.
Probably.
Michael Ballard.
We beat him.
Michael Ballard ain't been to bed since 1998. You know that?
That choker's always up. Making that money.
He has natural dreadlocks.
Making that saloon shine.
So blow up his socials today, everybody.
Like ain't already getting blowed up, brother.
Let's stay blowed up, brother.
To my favorite former Playgirl magazine centerfold. Tomorrow, brand new Truth and Consequences. He bought something major. She thinks it's for her, but guess what? It ain't.
Of course she would think it was for her.
Well, women are usually very selfish.
I have something to
Thanks
say.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It's good.
On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.